The drill involving a gunman on the campus of Holyoke Community College was a test of the coordinated response of local, campus, and state police, along with fire and emergency medical personnel. It was also a trial run for some new technology, according to Holyoke Fire Lieutenant Tom Paquin, who was the public information officer for the exercise.
A lot of these drills, we do three or four drills a year. Different things, we've had drills up here for chemical spills, that kind of stuff. This is the first one we've had in the state of Massachusetts on a collegiate campus with this kind of technology being used.
One technology tested was a digital floor plan of the campus buildings, which facilitated classroom-to-classroom searches. A fire official with the floor plan on a laptop at the command post guided the police officers searching the campus building.
Watch the right inside window. Look back before you get down
there. Everybody here, put your hands. Put your hands up.
The digital floor plan was produced by BeSafe Technologies, which recently signed a contract to map all of the public school buildings in Springfield. The authorities also tested ReadyMask, a stick-on face mask that shields the wearer against pepper spray and smoke. John Broderick, a student, did a test demonstration. He took a face full of pepper spray while wearing the mask.
No.
You can't feel that?
Cannot feel it.
The scenarios in the drill included a gunman who shoots multiple victims in a campus building, then kills himself as police close in. In another instance, the gunman surrenders, and there was also a practice where the make-believe shooter escapes off campus by hopping on a transit bus. The drill was devised and coordinated by John Burke, Associate Director of Boston University's School of Medicine Healthcare Emergency Management Program.
Normally it's a police function, but we're going to highlight the support roles that the fire service and EMS can provide in the exercise today.
Burke will issue a report on the drill to participating agencies in 60 days. Holyoke Police Chief James Neswanger said given the mass shooting incidents that have happened across the country, it's imperative that public safety officials prepare in advance.
What we've learned from all these is first responders have to get to the scene as quickly as they can. The first group of officers, they have to go, and they have to go in, and they have to track down the shooter, because in reality, in these occasions, when a shooter's shooting, someone's dying like every 15 seconds.
There was a scare on the Holyoke Community College campus earlier this year when a man threatened to come to the campus and shoot someone. The suspect was captured before he got to the school. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.